Well, Matt Wetroba of Plymouth, Michigan is our Live Music Friday guest here today. Matt's been singing, playing guitar, and writing songs for many years. He performs this weekend in Everett, Michigan at the Everett Folk Festival, and he's hosted the program. A lot of you have heard on WKAR. You've heard Matt already here as host of Folk Alley, which is heard Sundays at 6 p.m. here on WKAR-FM. Set this next song up here for us, Matt. This has got a little bit of relevance here to those of us in Michigan.
The song I'm about to play?
Yes.
And let me just first say, the song I played just before that was written by my dear friend David Tamulevich from a duo called Mustard Retreat. Ours is a Simple Faith is a song I think of as just like a Michigan folk song.
So
I think
warm. That was really, really well done. Yeah.
Well, you know, it was actually quite a few years ago. I was driving home from my old stomping grounds on Saturdays at Detroit Public Radio. I was, instead of getting on the freeway, I decided to drive down Michigan Avenue and sort of wave hello to my dilapidating friend that used to sit on the corner of Michigan Avenue in Trumbull. Many years of great memories going to Tiger Stadium. And I have to explain this as I travel around the country, that in most places, you know, when a stadium goes down, they take it down and build something right away. Mm-hmm. But, of course, that's not the way we roll down in Detroit. It sat there, as we know, for six or seven years. So as I looked at that stadium, I thought to myself, they used to play baseball here, and that's kind of where that song came from. And it's had an amazing journey since I sat down and wrote this little ode to the corner.
Well, we will hear more about its journey here after we hear the song.
Would you like to hear that now?
Here's Matt Wetroba on Live Music Friday.
I drive on through the broken gate, past the booth now still and dark, where once the cars were bathed in light spilling over from the park. I'd flip my keys to Jim or Steve, find my seat and have a beer. But this old house is coming down. They used to play baseball here. The stadium has moved downtown, leaving nothing on the street. They traded in a neighborhood for a corporate box or suite. I know it's good for business, that point has been made clear. But this old house is coming down, they used to play baseball here. Game days, we would stand outside in a line curled round the block. But Gracie's eggs were worth the wait, and I loved the baseball talk. I'd marvel how the morning hours would somehow disappear. But Gracie's place is coming down, they used to serve breakfast here. New joints out on exit 5, you don't have to stand in line. They traded conversation for a convenient place to dine. I know it's good for business, that point has been made clear. But this old house is coming down, they used to play baseball here. I know we're moving forward, and I guess we probably should. But there's a cost for what we've lost when things are gone for good. The barber shop near Gracie's was a gathering for guys. Between innings on the radio, they spent hours spinning lies. A ring of smoke, a dirty joke for over 40 years. Saturdays are not the same, they used to give haircuts here. The new salon stretch on and on, Walt's place was cramped and small. They traded in a gathering place for a cheap cut at the mall. I know it's good for business, that point has been made clear. But Saturdays are not the same, used to play baseball here. And this old house is coming down, they used to play baseball here.
They used to play baseball here. What else can that be about? Well, I suppose that could be about a few other places besides Tiger Stadium, Michigan, and Trumbull.
I don't mention Tiger Stadium in the song, so when I play this song in Boston or Chicago or any other place, they assume it's about their
It travels well, unfortunately. Well, you have particular. I can't let that go by and not talk about or stir up a few memories of Tiger Stadium. How old were you when you attended your first game? And well do you remember that?
You know, it was right around the 68 World Series, so okay. That was such an electrifying year.
Oh, wow.
And I was a 7-year-old or 8-year-old, something like that.
Yeah.
And so that just memories of with my dad more than anything.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
still very much
sure.
alive. We now watch all the games together on TV. He doesn't make it down to the stadium anymore. But yeah, I think it was right around the, kind of in that 68 era is
okay.
when I started going.
That was a
there.
Great time to get on board.
No doubt about it. Willie Horton was my man.
Oh, yeah. Number 23, and he's still alive and well.
Yep.
I've got a few years on you, but my first year game was 60 or 61. And they used to do a stadium edition of the newspapers. They may have stopped that. That was when the Detroit Times was still being mm-hmm. published. So I'm dating myself quite notably here. And your last game, do you remember the last game you attended at Tiger Stadium?
I went to the last game.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Oh, really? I was there for the last home stand. I was about the second or third to the end. Of 99.
And, I try to make it clear in that song, I don't have anything against Comerica Park. It's a great place to see a baseball game.
That was my next question. How do you feel about Comerica?
Yeah, it's fine. It just doesn't have the neighborhood feel. And that's kind of what I wanted to bring out in that song, is that it just doesn't have that same sort of, the woman who used to cut roses where we parked and from her backyard and give them, to the customers as, that kind of neighborhood feel is what's missing.
How long did it take you to assemble those words? Because you really told quite a story there with
that
song.
Yeah, that's a tricky thing because I got the idea very clearly in my head in the title. And then I would say over a process of about 3 days of assembling and then about 3 months of editing.
Oh.
Because to me, songwriting is all about the editing.
You describe yourself as a community singer, and I'd never heard the phrase before until I saw it on your website. Describe for our listeners what you are. What is a community
singer?
I'll
be happy to. A few years ago in my radio role as a radio host, I got the chance to interview the great Pete Seeger one-on-one in his hometown of Beacon, New York. And Pete told me at this time that he was 89 at the time, and he told me that it was never his intention to put a song in people's ears, that his life's work was about putting a song on people's lips. And he said, we need to remind people that this music and this singing is way too important to leave to the professionals. So taking the inspiration from people like Lansing's own Sally Potter, who does that wonderful singing festival, I've taken it upon myself to sort of go across the country and teach people how to bring singing back into their lives at all different levels. And that's really been a big part of my work lately.
And you've performed here in East Lansing for the Midwinter Community Sing of Sally's.
And for Ten Pound Fiddle and lots of other things. But the work that Sally does with the Midwinter Singing Festival is astounding. It's just great.
And you help communities organize community sings as
That's
well,
right.
I'm
so
told.
So the idea is to either inspire or facilitate. So I facilitate a bunch of them locally, but I also travel around the country and get people to start them on their own. I give them a model on how to do it, and my hope is like Johnny Songseed or something, that they will keep that tradition going. And that's kind of like my way of carrying on my hero's work.
You're going to perform in Everett, Michigan tonight and Saturday, a little town west of Clare, Michigan. What can you tell us about their gathering?
It's a beautiful tradition we've been doing now for, I think, 12 or 13 years, and I've been a part of it every time. It's a free festival, including some really wonderful folks from all over the country. My good friend Ann Hills is a wonderful singer from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. She'll be there. My good friends Peter and Lou Berryman from Madison, Wisconsin,
oh, yeah.
two of the funniest songwriters
yeah.
I've ever heard. We've got Sherry Kane and Dave Steele. It's just going to be it's a great free festival. If you hate crowds, you're in luck. It's never very crowded. It's always just a very accessible little free all-day festival. Friday night, we do a community sing together. So if you want to see what that's all about, join us tonight, and tomorrow we'll be doing the concert starting at 1.
That sounds great. The Everett Folk Festival tonight and Saturday, including our special guest here on Live Music Friday, Matt Watroba. You've got a song called How Will I Leave that we're going to hear now.
You ready for that one now?
We are.
All right.
We'll shoot the breeze a little bit more when you're done with this.
This is a song that I wrote, you asked me about my process of writing. This one, the idea for this song came about 10 years before I started writing songs. I started writing songs pretty late in life. And it happened at my grandmother's funeral. It was one of these great celebrations of life. She lived to be an older woman. And this is a song that I wrote based on the love in the room I was the folk singer at the funeral. I'll build from the lessons I learned in my youth. How will I leave? And open my eyes and my heart to the truth. That's how I'll leave this earth. How will I leave? How will I leave this earth? When it comes my time to go, how will they measure my worth? I will live on in those that I touched while I lived. In this journey of life from my death to my birth, that's how I'll leave this earth. It's choice and not chance that has brought me along. How will I leave? And showed me the difference between right and wrong. That's how I'll leave this earth. How will I leave? How will I leave this earth? When it comes my time to go, how will they measure my worth? I will live on, and those that I touched while I lived. In this journey of life from my death to my birth, that's how I'll leave this earth. Some say we'll live on up in heaven above. How will I leave? I will live on through the ones that I love. That's how I'll leave this earth. How will I leave? How will I leave this earth? When it comes my time to go, how will they measure my worth? I will live on in those that I touched while I live. In this journey of life from my death to my birth, that's how I'll leave this earth. In this journey of a life from my death to my birth, that's how I'll leave this earth.
Matt Watroba there live. How Will I Leave is the song here on WKAR's Live Music Friday. With your background in radio, Matt, you hosted Folk Alley for a spell. You continue to host a program on WDET. Talk to us about your radio life here a little bit.
Well, currently it's not happening, actually. The WDET ended few years back, and that's when I ended up going over to Kent, Ohio to work at WKSU. But I started the Folks Like Us program back in 1986, and it ended right around 2008. So we had a nice long run of doing every Saturday 3-hour folk music show, which was couched right in between the Reverend Robert Jones, who you've had on as a guest.
He did
a show called Blues from the Lowlands before mine, and the late Larry McDaniel did a 2-hour bluegrass show. So we had 7 straight hours of American acoustic roots music on Saturday afternoon, and that became one of the most popular blocks of time on Detroit Public Radio. But like all things, things do come to an end, and that was a wonderful, wonderful run. Got to meet Robert Jones out of that.
How important is radio to the viability of folk music right now, would you say?
Well, that's a, oh boy, that's a big, as you know, that's a big controversy, a big conversation, because radio, the whole scope of radio has changed now that there's streaming and there's all these different ways to hear radio. But getting the music out to people in any way possible, whether it be through broadcast radio or podcasts or whatever the new way to do it, has always been an extremely important way. Although I must say, for me, it's as this kind of moniker of community singer, nothing beats getting out there and singing for a live audience. That is absolutely my favorite thing to do.
Well, Prairie Home Companion, of course, has meant a lot to the promotion of folk music for many years. What are your thoughts on the retirement of Garrison Keillor and about the show's next host, Chris Thiele?
Well, Chris Thiele is, you know, an absolute genius when it comes to playing the mandolin. I heard only one show that he hosted, and he had some wonderful guests. I have a feeling it's just going to be fine. I was, you know, such a fan of A Prairie Home Companion, especially in its heyday, that if I wasn't gigging, I was laying on my bed with the lights out on Saturday listening to all 2 hours, listening to Robin and Linda Williams and Peter Ostrushko and all these wonderful artists who, Greg Brown, people who I got introduced through Garrison. And, you know, Garrison did so much for lots of things that I love, folk music and public radio.
You appear to be immersed in folk music, but you must like other kinds of music.
Oh, yeah. I've become an avid vinyl collector, and my favorite kind of old vinyl records to collect actually is jazz from the 50s and 60s.
Okay.
I love that stuff. I love classical music. The truth is, Mark, I am a proponent of the arts. I like to be around people who create things all the time. To me, it's what makes life worth living.
You're a charter member of the board of directors of the ARC in Ann Arbor. That has been a focal point for so much great music for so many years here in Michigan. Talk to us. What do you think makes the ARC so special?
Well, you know, I think what makes the ARC special is how it has always treated performers with such respect and dignity. And that is why I think they have for 50 years now have been bringing concerts. You know, the ARC actually has concerts usually 7 nights a week. And there's just not too many places, if any other place I know of, a listening room like that in the country that has listening concerts 6 or 7 nights out of the week. The ARC has just been an amazing institution. You know, much like, but on a smaller level, the 10-pound fiddle here in East Lansing. Mm-hmm. You know, they very much kind of feed off of each other. The 10-pound fiddle, of course, only on Friday nights, but the same kind of music.
We are going to have you play us out after I inform our listeners a little bit about our program scheduled for Monday. Coming up Monday on Current State, Eric Schneidewind of Lansing is the new national president of the AARP, the American Association of Retired Persons. Current State Scott Pohl talks with Mr. Schneidewind about the nation's leading lobbying group for the 50-plus crowd, Social Security, and other issues facing older Americans. Also, we talk Ingham County issues and politics with Penelope Cernglou here of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. We'll take a particular focus in a minute to talk about the ballot, the millage proposal here for an animal shelter here, upgrade of an animal shelter here in Ingham County, and other issues as well with Penelope Cernglou. We hope you can join us then. We hope everybody has a great weekend. And Matt Watroba plays us out here on Current State. Matt, great to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate the work you do here and everybody at WKAR. So what I'm going to take you out with is this very familiar Woody Guthrie song, in hopes that as you drive, wherever you are, you'll, guess what, sing along with me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went walking that ribbon of highway, saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. Let's sing now, Lansing and East Lansing. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you.